Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
But I will read two Bible verses in Psalm 72 and verse 7. Psalms chapter 72 and verse 7. The second scripture I'll be reading will be Psalm 92, 12 to 15. Let's start with Psalm 72. In his days shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. Say after me, in his days shall the righteous flourish and have the abundance of peace as long as the moon endures. Permit me to tell you that the scripture we just read speaks of covenant. God has tied his covenant with you to elements in the sky, like the moon, like the sun. And God says, as long as you come out of your house at night and you can see the moon, that this covenant to flourish will be established. Come on, say amen. Now, this is the time I need you to be prophesying as I'm saying it. Because some of you are dancing some 1 hour, 2 hours ago. Now, I need you to, as I'm saying it, be receiving it. God says that he's bringing us into a level of covenant, that he has tied the integrity of that covenant to the moon. And he's saying, look, every time you come out and you see the sun, you see the moon, be reminded of my promise to you. And this suggests to me that part of the problems we have is that many times we forget that God is not a man. If God says something, the integrity to perform it is on him. All you have to do is to align. So the Lord says to you, I've made a covenant with you to prosper you and to cause you to flourish. And the next thing you do, you go sit with people who have no covenant. Please, are you with me? You must be very selective in the new year. Because who you follow can affect you. You may be a child of prophecy, but if you are a Jonathan and you spend time with Saul, you will die. Judas never thought of killing Jesus until he started mixing with Pharisees. He never believed it was possible that the church secretary can arrange to crucify his Lord with a kiss. You know, they, in their church, they hug themselves. Those church where they like hug your neighbor, greet yourself with a holy kiss. And that was how he betrayed his master. The man of God was just coming from the prayer closet. After hours of praying, and the brother came and betrayed him. This new year, before they come, you will see them. Amen. God's covenant is sure. And I want you to live your life in the next 1 year on the strength of covenant. Psalm 92, 12 to 15. Ah, Psalm chapter 92. When you have the time, I want you to read the whole chapter. But for the sake of this service, because this service is supposed to shut down 15 minutes past 12. The righteous shall flourish like what? The palm tree. If there is a palm tree in this place and there is no rain for 1 year, what happens to the palm tree? The roots will be going down. It will tap into another economy. It can travel as far as Ikorodu to go and tap water. But the tree is here. In this new year, your economy will not be based on your location. It will be based on your source. Say the righteous. Oh, those who put their trust in Jesus. He said, they will flourish. Please look up the word flourish for me. Give me the meaning of the word flourish. He said they will flourish like a palm tree. That means they may stand alone in the forest, but their roots connecting to another river. For some reason, they won't wither. They are just there and they are bearing fruit. Flourish. Any other word for it? Help me. Impressive. Did you say impressive? Impressive and successful. Huh? Blossom. The righteous shall blossom. It shall thrive. Increase. Prosper. Do well. Come on, say do well. Now prophesy to yourself and say do well. Mention your name and say do well. Listen, some of you have heard your mother said very painful and hurtful things to you, and up to now you've not forgotten. You must take your destiny into your own hands. There are some of you that your parents, your people are still surprised that you are married. They are surprised that you are married. I was praying for a lady whose marriage ended suddenly after 1 month of being married. And the father said to her, "Don't worry, bring your things back home. In this family, our daughters don't stay in your husband's house. That is our own father, not uncle." After 30 days of marriage, 30 days, not 30 years, 30 days. Those words are like arrows puncturing the soul. But today we cancel every negative word. Those words are words of witchcraft. And because of the person who said those words, you have a blood tie. You are a blood relation of the person that told you, "Oh, you will never do well." So the impact of that word can be heavier than if an outsider said those things. See, let me tell you, 2024, if you stay on a cursed land, if you put your feet on a cursed land, that ground will become blessed. Yeah. I'm so ready to be blessed. I am so ready. The budget, I'm not planning to listen to the budget in January, because my roots have tapped into another economy. You must be anointed for 2024. I say you must be anointed for 20. Oh my God. There must be an oil ororo on your head for 20. If you plan to be looking at the dollar rate, you will do things that you thought this time last year. If they told you to do, you would have said lie. Because your roots are going to connect very deep, far away from Nigeria, far away from America, far away from Canada, into the pocket of Jehovah. Some of you have never known plenty. You're always budgeting. Transport, 10,000. Bread. Even budget for bread. 1,400. 1,400. This 1,400 is for 1 week. So when your friends say they are coming to get you, say, it's not because you don't like friends. It's your budget. And these your friends, they don't eat small. How many of you have a friend that doesn't eat small? They don't pity you when they come. They demolish anything they can see. And they say it's brotherly love. And we are sharing fellowship, koinonia. The Bible said they broke bread and they fellowship together. That's the only place those brothers. When there's food, he says a prayer warrior, but he's so big, doesn't fast. He says the head of prayer team, but he's so big, he's destroy all the demons. Oh God, go and fast. You can't be like your cousin. You are the head of the prayer team, eh? Oh, you're a pastor. You look like a wrestler. Eh? You have to fast. It's good for you. You will not die. Maybe at worst you get ulcer, but you will not die. Come on, say, I will flourish like a palm tree. Now, when you go home, you see, God uses all these things that we can relate with. So that when he says, I am entering a covenant with you, I don't want you to say, oh, I'm too young. You can be 17 and God will have a covenant with you. And that covenant will be driving your life. Have you not seen young children who are so blessed? It's not that they are doing anything. They are so blessed, they even begin to take care of their parents, but they are still 17, 18. I know young ladies. People just say like, what's your name? Say Mercy. You are so beautiful. 100,000. And the man is not even asking. He just walks away. The day I saw the girl, I say, I've been praying all my life. Nobody has given me 100,000. I said, Pastor, they used to give me. I said, let me do that for you. Just give me small of this anointing. And people are saying, Nigeria is hard. You just come to your office, you see our sister. Young lady. Where's the MD? He says, he's waiting for you. What's your name? Wonderful. You look so wonderful. 100,000. I said, this guy work I've been looking for. Since 2008, this guy work I was praying for. I didn't get it. They said, I should apply again. I'm not asking you to look for free money. I'm just telling you that there's a sign God can put on your head. People will feel blessed to bless you. They will call you and say, oh, there's a job. No, he's not around. We'll wait for him. That kind of job. They'll say, no, don't worry. We will wait for her. Anytime she's ready, we'll do the job. That's your portion. Yes. You will be preferred. Yes. I say you will be preferred. Yes. Some of you have not known what it means to do business with ease. This 2024, that will be your story. Yeah. They will call you. And you will just meet your target. You will shift the goalpost on your target 6 times. 2024, you will shift the goalpost on your target. God will give you doors. Men as doors. You know, my dear friend who came from Norway a few Sundays ago, you remember him? It was because of him I met the governor of Edo State. And when I met him, I had never seen him in my life. It was just on the phone. There are people God will put in your life. There's just something about your name that makes them comfortable. And they will be blessing you from where they are. From where they are. Oh my God. Come on, say that's my portion. No matter how educated you are, you cannot achieve everything on your own. If you achieve everything, it's not grace, it's works. That God factor must be there. Give me that scripture. Verse 13. Hold on. There's a man of God in this nation. His name is Reverend Umar Okpai. Who knows him? Okay. If you know Reverend Umar Okpai. Mama, do you know Reverend Umar? You know person. He prayed for somebody. Okay, you know what Reverend Omar Okwai? He prayed for a man. He said, I make you a billionaire. I say, I don't have job. Nothing is working in my life. Say, please, I don't want to. This prophecy is too high for me. Just bring it down. Let me even start from somewhere. The man of God said, it's too late. I've said it. Man of God, think about what we are saying. You came to church. You came to church frustrated. The guest minister saw you and said, I make you a billionaire. He didn't give you money. He just said, I make you. And you said, amen. He said, I make you. The man said, no, sir, billionaire. See, even if I can get 1 million now, it will be a breakthrough. And the prophet said, I cannot change it. It's too late. He did not ask for the faith of the brother. He said, what I have said, I cannot change it. The next time, he told the man, when you become a billionaire, come and give me 1 million. The man came back, I think about 6 months later. He had become a billionaire. The man brought, he said, I didn't ask for 10 million. I said, 1 million. I'm also a rich man. Don't come and destroy my house with money. God will put authority upon your tongue. You see, you will advance on the strength of covenant. The man was trying to start a polytechnic in his village, and the governor was trying to mess him around. He just told the governor, you will not be around for the next election. I remove you. Very few words, but powerful. He said, I remove you. I'm no more the governor of the state. The governor was in his car when he heard that they had impeached him in Southeast. They had removed the governor. Started looking for Omar, but he has traveled though. He's not around. Do you want to labor or do you want favor? There's labor market, but there's favor market. So favor market is divine inspired work. That means you are not everywhere. You are only where God wants you to be. You are only talking to the person you are supposed to. You are not trying to market everybody. Some people, no matter what you say, they only buy one bottle. They don't even have faith for a carton. They will buy one bottle. Just to let you know they love your company. Your company is producing Coke and they like Coke. But it's one bottle. No matter what you say, it's one bottle. I told a particular brother, a man of God, about 5 years ago. I said, when you are getting married, I said, you should go and marry. He said, he's not ready. I said, what's the problem? Is it the money? I said, okay, the soft drink and the water they will drink at your wedding, I will pay. The brother still could not get a wife. Should I bring the bride price? Thereafter, we marry. I'll tell the girl to resume in my house because I was the one who paid the bride price. The husband is not ready. He's waiting for Jesus to come. Listen, you will have, as you are thinking in this new year, you will have capacity to achieve. So the realm I am opening over you now is the realm where the angels of the Lord will bring the opportunity to you. Amen. That amen is weak. Amen. I'm talking about the dimension called recommendation. People will call you and say, oh, we heard you can do this thing. Come and do it. Amen. You don't know where your customers are. God knows where they are. The rate at which you are going, it will take you 1,000 years. Let God help you. Receive God's help. Amen. Receive God's help. Amen. Receive God's help. Amen. You will not be put to shame in 2024. Amen. Receive the help of God. Amen. I want to read a scripture that has so blessed my life. I heard this scripture first from Bishop Oyedepo, God's servant, in the book of Acts. Acts 26:22a. I want you to look at this beautiful scripture. Acts 26:22. Just the A part. Acts 26:22. Please rise on your feet. Let's pray. Having therefore obtained the help of God, I what? Continue unto this day. Some of you, this is the scripture you came to listen to today. Having received the help of God, what do I do? I continue. Because without the help of God, you'll be frustrated. You will see so many things that are not adding up. You just want to turn back. But Paul said, having received the help of God, what do? We continue. Come on, say, I continue. So you are not going to give up this new year. This year we have mounted up with wings as eagles. And now the Lord has brought us to a broad place. Hallelujah. The Lord has brought us to a broad place. The Lord has brought us to a broad place. Listen to me, as you go into the new year, every one of you that has family members that are not saved, this time, 2024, they will all be in different churches thanking God. Yeah. Therefore, we release the angels to assist in this process. Your siblings, your parents, your uncles that are not saved, this time next year, they will be thanking God for their salvation. Yeah. And they are not permitted to die. Until they have met Jesus. We speak over every area where our churches are planted. Maryland, Mende, Bagada, Lekki, Benin City. We declare every unsaved soul in those areas. We receive them for Jesus. We release prophetic dreams and visions. They will begin to see Jesus in their dreams. They will begin to see Jesus in their visions. Yeah. They will begin to hear the voice of the Lord calling them to salvation. Yeah. The Lord said, I should prophesy into the life of somebody here. The Lord said, you have a weak constitution. That's the way he said it. You have a weak, you have a fragile body. And the Lord says, I want to give you a new body. Wherever that person is, in the name of Jesus Christ, be made strong. Amen. You will no longer be weak. Amen. You will no longer be fragile. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Amen. The power of the Lord is going to come upon you right now, Amen. And you will become strong. Amen. You will not have any business at the hospital this new year. Amen. Father, we thank you. We are grateful. We are grateful. Can you give God praise in 1 minute and thank him? Give God praise. I want you to thank him. Give God praise. Thank you, Lord. Oh God. Thank you, Lord. Oh God. Thank you, Lord. Oh God. Chineke mo na reke reke. Na reke le, na reke la ni. the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to the year 2024. Hallelujah. Please go and shake and say hello. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.